This is Primetime Postscript. I'm Mike Cuthbert. Midland Freewheelers is a British charity providing free breast milk delivery service to a women's hospital in Birmingham, England. Volunteer bikers collect donated surplus breast milk and transport it to the hospital, where it's processed and given to sick or premature babies who can't get breast milk from their mothers. Independent radio producer Gloria Kamkar visited the hospital to explore this service.
This is Birmingham Women's Hospital. It is located about 100 miles north of London. A biker from a charity, Midland Freewheelers, has come here to deliver donated breast milk.
The reason why I joined the group is because I've got a godson named Josh, and they delivered blood and saved his life, so it was a no-brainer for me to join the group, because without that delivery of the blood, he would have died.
The charity's emergency bikers are more used to transporting blood and other medical equipment to hospitals throughout the West Midlands region. Around 25 volunteer bikers give up their spare time overnight and on weekends for this service. Ashley Blake is the spokesperson for the charity.
The hospital used to rely on the mother bringing the excess milk to the blood bank. Now, of course, if you're a new mother, you're very busy bringing up the new baby, and it's not always easy to bring in the donated breast milk. So that's where Midland Freewheelers comes in with the blood bike service. What we do is we go to the mother's house and we pick up the excess milk and we bring it straight to the hospital for processing. So the hospital gets a constant fresh delivery of milk daily. So it's just like your milkman at home.
The hospital's communication manager, Maria McLeod, is enthusiastic about the hospital's partnership with Midlands Freewheelers.
They deliver and pick up donated milk. There's obviously very strict criteria that has to be followed. Before being able to donate, mothers are screened for certain diseases such as HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C. They have to be in good health themselves. They must be non-smokers. But when the milk comes here to the hospital, it's put into small bottles and then it's pasteurised to get rid of any infection, that kind of thing, and then we freeze it so we can keep hold of it for up to 6 months.
This donated breast milk helps to improve the reduction of infection in sick and premature babies. It increases the chances of survival and helps their long-term development. According to Dr. Imogen Morgan, it is much more than just food.
Human milk is different from really any of the formula milks that you can purchase. And it's different because it has live cells within it and therefore can protect the babies against a number of conditions that premature babies are really vulnerable to. So it's not just a food source, it's also protective to them and helps their general health.
Donor mothers like to donate as they see it as a way of giving something back after their good experience at the hospital during their pregnancy and birth of their babies.
Because they're preterm babies, some just don't tolerate formula milk very well, and breast milk really is the best for them.
The charity feels that the delivery service makes it easier for the donor mothers to send the breast milk to the hospital.
Birmingham Women's Hospital approached us and asked us to consider not carrying blood, but breast milk. And at first we thought, well, that's a bit strange. We didn't know much about the milk bank and stuff like that. But we had several meetings with them and we learned that breast milk is just as important, if not more important, than blood.
The charity relies solely on donations and sponsorship to help towards fuel and other running costs.
The only difficulties we have is raising funds and getting more volunteers to give up their time to actually carry out the service. At the moment, we rely solely on donations.
Now that the volunteer bikers have become the fastest milkmen in this town, they are looking to expand the service to other hospitals across the region.
This is Primetime Postscript, made possible by AARP and today Gloria Kamkar. To hear more Postscript, please visit aarp.org/radio.